Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The iconic folk rock singer David Crosby has died. I was
mistaken. David Crosby's life was chaotic, even by the standards of rock stars. Drug addiction, prison time, a liver transplant, and other serious health problems. Then there were the fights with his bandmates. The Byrds, which he co-founded, kicked him out. And he so alienated the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young that they all stopped talking to him. That's why he spent most of the past few decades working on his own music. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
David Crosby was 81. A 1-2 punch is coming for the Northeast, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
We'll watch that system push into the Northeast through the day, bringing us some snow. In particular, New England, also some lake effect snow, but largely I-95 gets spared from this one, and it's just rain. Then we watch for one after that, arriving this weekend, coming across the plains in the Midwest into the Northeast once again. Sunday evening, heavy snow through New England. Once again, I-95 misses out on its first measurable snow of the season, including New York and Philadelphia.
Prosecutors in New Mexico are going to charge actor Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist with involuntary manslaughter in the on-set shooting death of a cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We still don't know how that live ammunition got in the gun that was handed to Alec Baldwin. And he was told cold gun.
The debate over raising the country's debt limit continues to occupy official Washington, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry said the country has overspent. He helped delay Kevin McCarthy's election as speaker a few weeks ago and wants spending cuts before raising the limit.
The American people are sick of it. They want some responsibility used when it comes to spending their hard-earned money.
But the White House says it's too dangerous to negotiate over the debt limit, and a standoff with Republicans could lead to an economic collapse.
A Russian spy ship has been patrolling off the coast of Hawaii. What's it doing there? Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
The Coast Guard is still monitoring this Russian vessel that's, we believe, is an intelligence gathering vessel, but is operating in international and open waters.
The cell phone service provider T-Mobile says hackers have stolen data on 37 million of its customers. The company said the so far unidentified intruder got addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth, but did not get bank account or credit card information, social security numbers, or other IDs or passwords. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props.
Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump.
That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Idner. He's reporting live from Kyiv, Ukraine, a veteran war correspondent, American war correspondent in Kyiv. Phil, by the way, you can follow him on Twitter at Philip Itner, I-T-T-N-E-R, Philip with one L. And he's also got a YouTube video blog over at Philip Itner on YouTube. So, Phil, welcome back to the program. How are you? I understand you've been traveling around Ukraine. In fact, I think you were, Sean told me you were over in the Donbas region in the last week or so.
I was. Over the weekend, about 4 days I spent out in the Donbas, pretty much on just off the front lines near Bakhmut and Soledar. I was privileged enough to spend a little bit of time with a Ukrainian rocket artillery brigade, and they were showing us, myself and a colleague, some of the NATO equipment that they had received. I spent a day, for example, out with a unit that had an M270 multiple launch rocket system, which is the predecessor to the HIMARS. We didn't get a fire mission, so we didn't see them actually shooting the thing, but we got to talk to them. We got to talk to them about their supplies, how they were working with the weapon system the United States provided to them, how they're living, that sort of thing, how they're adjusting to what is a minor breakthrough by Russian troops and Wagner mercenaries, that Russian mercenary group. It was very enlightening, and it was enlightening not only to spend time with the troops, it was also enlightening to just see the lay of the land, to be in the proximity of the firing line, and to get a further understanding what it is to be out on the tip of the spear.
Any specifics of that you'd like to share with our audience?
Absolutely. There's a whole bunch, so I'm going to have to limit it because there's too much to talk about in the time that we have. But one of the things that really struck me was the lay of the land, to get a good conception of the terrain itself. And out in Donbass, certainly in that part of the Donbass, there, what it is, Tom, is it's basically long sloping elevations that are not sharp inclines. They're sloping up to a high point, and then they drop down, and the same thing happens, like waves and waves.
Sort of like the Appalachians?
Sure, like the approach to the Appalachians. I've heard that comparison before as well. Mm-hmm. But what that means to me is that when they ask for NATO-made battle tanks, or they're asking for Bradley armored fighting vehicles, it's because they are anticipating that kind of terrain that they're going to be fighting over for a multitude of reasons, but that's one of them. And it's like there's the famous battle in the first Persian Gulf War called 73 Easting, where about 12 Abrams tanks, NATO-style R Abrams tanks, modern NATO tanks, about 12 of them held off an entire division of Iraqi Soviet-style tanks that would be similar, to almost exactly a apple-to-apple comparison of the terrain and the situation that we're looking at in the Donbass. So if they can get a few, like the Challenger tanks that are coming from the Brits, and they hold those ridge lines, they control, because you get, Tom, you have to understand, when you're on that long, slippy, as you say, like the approach to the Appalachians, you can see everything for miles.
Right.
If you're on the top of those ridge lines, you're just, and they're in open terrain, basically, because there are sparse little forests, but mostly it's open field.
It's farmland.
They could, right, they could control miles and miles of territory with very few modern manner tanks. So it really was very helpful for me to get an idea of what it's like out there and why it is that a small amount of tanks could have a very significant effect on the battlefield.
Fascinating. Now Dmitry Medvedev, who has been taking turns with Putin back when the Constitution, before Putin rewrote the Constitution, their Constitution term limited the presidency. He has now come out and said that if Russia loses the Ukraine war, that will provoke a nuclear war with the West. It sounds to me like that's desperation. I'm curious your thoughts as a war correspondent and observer of these kind of political things for years. And how is it being received in Ukraine?
Well, and I also lived in Russia, so I have a certain insight into the Russian mentality as well. How is it being received in Ukraine? It's being received in much of the way that a lot of people actually in the West are also seeing it, in that if you're falling back on your nuclear Trump card, then you definitely recognize that you are losing on the battlefield.
Right, you've lost.
Also, in addition, you can't win conventionally, so you have to come out and bring out your biggest threat. But the problem that I am hearing in circles around Europe, certainly here in Ukraine, and I hear it also in certain circles in America, the problem with that for us is if we acquiesce to it, then we're always going to be beholden to Russian threats, because they can always ultimately just say, we have nukes.
Right. So, and up next is Latvia, and then Lithuania, and then Estonia.
Exactly. So then are we always going to be beholden to a country because it has nuclear weapons? And not only is that a danger for international relations when it comes to Russia and an aggressor state like Russia, but what kind of message does that send to other nations that are afraid that maybe other powerful countries, including the United States, might want to influence their country? And the only thing that seems to stop that is the threat of a nuclear strike. That will not go well for, trying to stop nuclear proliferation.
Right.
So we're kind of caught in a hard part here where, if we get into that threat, then it only is going to embolden not only Russia as an aggressor state, but other nation states to pursue that same kind of ability. And then comes the question is, are they bluffing? And in many ways, I think a lot of people have recognized that they are bluffing. You don't want to play too fast and loose with a nuclear weapon because, of course, that's an awful exchange. But, would they really do it? Because once you sound that alarm bell, once you have crossed that barrier, there's no going back.
Right.
So it's their last defense. And many here, Ukrainian forces are saying, they're saying that because they know we're going to win, especially with the amount of weaponry that is being sent here and the will of the Ukrainian armed forces and the entire Ukrainian nation, as a matter of fact, supporting those armed forces. The Russians are going to lose. The question is, do they pull out that awful weapon of war, not even a weapon of war, really, just a weapon of mass destruction? In response, and lots of Ukrainians are saying, well, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't, proverbially, and you can't live under the fear of constant nuclear strikes, because that just gives the Russians the ability to do whatever they want.
Right. Now, there's also reports, we're talking with Phil Itner, by the way, the veteran war correspondent, American war correspondent, who's brought live right now in Kyiv, Ukraine, just got back from the Donbass region. You can find his reporting also on his own video blog over on YouTube, PHILIPITTNER. Phil, there's discussion about basically, I believe it was the day before yesterday, after that terrible helicopter crash, that President Zelensky came out and said words to the effect of, we are going to try to reclaim the Crimean Peninsula. And we're hearing here in the United States that the Biden administration might be just fine with that, and which would really mean that the Russians put their foot in it, right? What are your thoughts on that, and how is that being characterized in Ukraine?
Well, by and large, Ukrainians would like, not just like, they intend to seize back Crimea. That's their intention. Now, Tom, my impression of that, and this is my analysis, this is not me providing you with news, this is me providing you with my personal analysis. Crimea is going to be a very difficult situation because the Russians very much do see it as their territory. And in the Russian constitution, defense doctrine, their use of nuclear weapons is justified if the motherland, and they now perceive Crimea as their motherland, as part of the motherland, is invaded. Crimea goes back centuries for the Russians. It's kind of been handed back and forth between Ukraine and Russia, of course, for many, many years, centuries indeed. Ukraine was part of Imperial and then subsequently Soviet Russia.
Right.
So the identity, the hold that Crimea has for the Russians is a very important one.
Well, it's not just the ancient thing too, Phil. One of my kids studied. Yeah, one of my kids went to college in Simferopol in Crimea, studied Russian there. And she told us, the story that we heard was that this is like Florida. This is where the Russians go to retire. It's got a nice climate. It's where their big naval bases are. It's where all the military brass, they all retire in Crimea, and there's a huge Russian population there. That's got to complicate the situation.
Indeed it does. And that's why I'm trepidatious about saying whether or not we should support them seizing back Crimea. I know a lot of my Ukrainian friends right now are probably angry at me for having said that. But the problem is that you do have a pro-Russian population, a very large pro-Russian population in Crimea. You also have the base for the Black Sea Fleet, which is a full quarter of Russia's naval power. And it's the only naval port that stays open year round because it's a warm water port, which they are seriously lacking in Russia. So for them to lose Crimea and Sevastopol would be a massive, massive defeat for them. I mean, not just in this war, but this is a place that Catherine the Great conquered back in the 18th century. That's how they achieved, that's how they took dominion of Crimea. It's tricky. It's really tricky. And then, of course, there's the possibility that ultimately you're looking at a Ukraine that is occupying Crimea. How much of a resistance will there be to Ukraine reclaiming Crimea? Right. There's the Tatar population, the Muslim population on the peninsula there. Crimea is not as straightforward as the rest of this conflict. And it's going to be tricky. And I think will have to be negotiated. I don't know if there will be a military conflict, but, don't hold me to that.
Well, that might be the card that Zelensky's got in his back pocket, is that he can, well, I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, no, war is a fickle mistress, and she will do what she will do.
But yeah,
I am concerned about Crimea. I don't necessarily think that re-seizing Crimea is the right way to go, but it also might indeed be the right way to go.
I get it.
But ultimately, Phil, Ukraine has to win this war.
Phil, it's great talking with you. Thanks so much. Stay safe, my friend.
This.
I will, Tom. Thank you.
Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in just a moment.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. So it's not often, as Mark Sumner writes over at Daily Kos, it's not often that an article in Golf Week sets the tone for the actual week. But we just discovered, because of an article in Golf Week, that Mohammed bin Salman, the dictator of Saudi Arabia, has been shoveling, quote, untold millions, end quote, to Donald Trump for the last 2 years. They're apparently using the LIV golf tournament as the vehicle for transferring this money. Some might call it money laundering. I'm guessing it's probably all pretty much on the up and up legally. Although we have no idea how much money has been transferred. We know that MBS gave Jared Kushner $2 billion and gave Steve Mnuchin $1 billion. But how much has he given Donald Trump? Nobody knows. But the chairman, and the, by the way, the way that we found out about this, is that LIV, the Saudi-sponsored golf tour that Trump is really deeply enmeshed in, this LIV golf tour, sued the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association, for antitrust violations. When you are sued, you have this thing called discovery. You have the ability to subpoena or request or demand, actually, records that might be relevant to the lawsuit from the people who are the suers, right, who are suing you. And so the PGA has said to the LIV folks, okay, cough it up, you know, show us your, you know, we'll show you ours, you show us yours. And LIV, of course, is saying, no, no, we're not going to do that because we are wholly owned, or 93% owned, by the Saudi investment fund, by this massive, it's called the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the PIF. And 93% owned by that, and 100% of the money is controlled by MBS, which confirms that all of these millions and millions of dollars that have been flowing into Donald Trump's checkbook for the last 2 years are coming from the dictator of Saudi Arabia, which raises, I think, a fairly important question. And this is Sarah Lee Whitson is the executive director of Democracy for the Arab World Now. You can, by the way, you can read it, as I mentioned, you can read about this over at Daily Kos. She writes, quote, "The national security implications of payments from a grotesquely abusive foreign dictator to a president of the United States who provided extraordinary favors to him are as dangerous as they are shocking." Keep in mind, these are also the people who backstopped Jared Kushner when his $1.5 billion investment in 666 Fifth Avenue went south, and he went to Saudi Arabia begging for money, and you know they got him the cash. And there is speculation that Kushner and Trump may have been selling MBS, national security secrets, about the names of U.S. intelligence sources and the names of dissidents within Saudi Arabia. And, you know, you'll recall, shortly after one of Kushner's trips to Saudi Arabia, MBS arrests a whole bunch of people, locks them up in this hotel, executes at least one of them, tortures several of them, takes billions of dollars from several of them. I mean, these were people, presumably the people who Donald Trump and Jared Kushner ratted out to MBS. And this is increasingly looking like this is a major scandal. And why the media does not pick this up is beyond me.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions sessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief, iconic folk rock singer David Crosby has died.
Music is magic. Music bridges the gap between human beings.
Crosby co-founded the Byrds and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Sometimes Young. David Crosby was 81. Prosecutors in New Mexico are planning to charge actor Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has a statement from the family of Helena Hutchins.
We thank the Santa Fe Sheriff and District Attorney for concluding their thorough investigation and determining that charges for involuntary manslaughter are warranted.
Heavy snow has fallen in the Midwest, something that does not faze Dan Peters in Leroy, Minnesota.
This has been great because it kind of reminds us of the four seasons that we're in. And being a true Minnesotan, this is what we like.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
And for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone, and it's all American. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore my neck of the woods, the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Cruising is just, it's absolutely the coolest way to vacation. It's so comfortable, it's so relaxing. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. We got a lot to talk about. A lot on the plate, as it were. Lindsay in Chicago says here, you want to disagree with me? What did I say wrong?
What I wanted to say, first time I've called you, long time listener.
Thank you.
But your idea that Protestantism and Calvin and his buddy John Knox say if you're wealthy and successful, you are the ones to rule. Who was ruling when these men lived? Going from east to west, you had Ivan the Terrible, you had Stanislaw of Poland, you had your Norwegian kings and Scandinavian kings, you had your German princes, some of whom were poorer than church mice, you had your Italian princes with the exception of Florence, which had the Medici, you had Henri, Charles, and Louis on the throne of France, who listened to Mama, Catherine de' Medici. You had Philip II in Spain. You had Gloriana in England. And these people didn't rule because they were wealthy. They ruled because that was God's intention. This was the age of the divine right of kings. Mm-hmm. And everybody believed it,
yeah,
including the people that they ruled.
Yeah.
It wasn't, we have a choice of government. If they had a choice of government, they were going to another prince. I mean, this was the Low Countries rebellion against Spain, where you had William of Orange and Egmont, like the Overture, fighting for Dutch and Flemish independence. But they would be the ones, or William's son, would be the one who eventually ruled. So wealth determining the right to rule had nothing to do with it. This was God's intention. And the other thing is with Calvinism and with Presbyterianism, you have a couple of very important things. Number one, everything is predetermined, whether or not you go to heaven or hell.
Right, that was my point. Predestination is one of the five principles of John Calvin.
Right, but the thing is this. There's another little principle, and some people jumped on the idea, well, if you're rich and you're successful, you're going to heaven. You forget the other principle. God is arbitrary, which means that you can be the most successful, the kindest, and the most gentle person in the world. You will still go to hell, and you can be the biggest bastard that ever lived and go to heaven, because God is arbitrary.
Okay.
And
so,
this is...
So I'm not sure I understand what you're disagreeing with what I said, because it sounds to me like...
You have the idea that the wealthy are the ones to rule.
Well, no, my point was that in the neo-Calvinist worldview, and I would say to some extent even the prosperity gospel and this whole American embrace, particularly since the Reagan Revolution, of great wealth, we have this, you know, the religious rationale is you know, God put these people in charge. Kind of semi-secular version or variation on that is that wealth, you know, if power is not the sign that God wants somebody to rule, then wealth certainly is. I don't see how you can disentangle the two. I get it that, you know, not all the kings, I mean, many of them ruled by virtue of fear rather than you know, bribery rather than money, but
well, they ruled,
sounds like we're saying
because
the same thing.
They were the legitimate heirs of daddy.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Primogeniture.
Yeah, they were the legitimate heirs of daddy.
Yeah.
So it's just that they have corrupted the idea of Calvinism and wealth to suit their own purposes.
Yeah.
Because in the original documents, it's not that way. Just a question for you. John Knox, who took on Mary Queen of Scots, wrote a letter to Elizabeth before he returned to Scotland saying, "You really have no business sitting on the throne because you're a woman." And he came to Scotland, and Elizabeth wrote him back saying, "Just exactly what did you mean by that?"
Interesting.
And so he writes another letter, falling over his tongue and pen, while he explains that's not really what he meant.
Yeah.
And the letter is still around. You can still get a copy of it. It's hysterical to read.
Fascinating. Well, Lindsay, you certainly know your 17th, 18th century European history. I'm impressed. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. Seth in Christiansburg, Virginia. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I would like to say yet again that the Hopia prophesied a Third World War in their book, Hote Villa, by males named Hema. And your book on imperialism certainly speaks to that. The point that they make is that they've been exploited by the white institutions here, and they call that a microcosm of the world of exploitation globally.
They being the Hopi.
Which is the Hopi, yes, which is leading us into World War III. So what's interesting is that this isn't just a brush with Russia and China, but how we treat the whole world. And I think unless our military-industrial complex were to begin mending fences, I think that we are saddled with the Third World War. And it's very predictable, and it's very, very foolish the way we're treating people worldwide.
Yeah. Broadly speaking, I don't disagree, Seth, and I am very concerned that there may well be, and it need not be a nuclear war, But that this is the direction that basically Putin and Xi are pushing the world, and many of our politicians are not helping. I totally get it. And caution is appropriate on the one hand. On the other hand, nuclear blackmail is not something that the world should be tolerating.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Seth, thanks a lot for the call. JB in Greensburg, Kentucky. Hey, JB, what's on your mind today?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I was raised on a farm, and we had up electric fences, and I used to watch cattle, and they'd touch them with their nose, and they'd shock them. And then one time I was driving some cattle, and then I got tangled up in an electric fence, and it shocked me, too.
And they've done that.
What I think.
When I was 9 or 10 years old, my cousin up in northern Michigan, rural northern Michigan, we were out walking around in the field of a friend, the farm of a friend of his, and he challenged me to pee on the fence. I didn't realize it was an electric fence. I will never forget that. Anyhow, back to you, JB.
All right, I tell you what. I think we ought to make some jewelry for all the lawmakers up in Washington. They could put them around their wrist or their ankle and their neck, and then if they tell a little lie, it'd shock them just a little bit, and if they tell a other lie, it'd shock them a little more, and if they tell a big lie, it'd shock them a bunch, and that would stop them from lying.
Well, you get some remote-controlled dog collars, right? and then hook them up to C-SPAN and give everybody an app that they can vote on, and when the vote hits a certain threshold, yes, that's definitely a lie. Yeah, we can dream, JB. We can dream. Thanks a lot for the call. I probably shouldn't laugh so much about that. I'm sure somebody will get outraged, but what the heck? Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Just as a response to the caller that was talking about the Democratic offices down in Ohio.
Yeah.
That she had a hard time interacting with them.
Right.
I found out this time, and we stopped at 2 or 3 different offices during our canvassing, that this time, more than any time, the security was a lot tighter at the offices. The doors always remain locked. You have to knock to let someone let you in.
Mm-hmm.
And also the number of volunteers were down, not only because of COVID, but because of crazy Republicans.
Right. There have been several Democratic offices that have been attacked, that have been firebombed or shot at. I mean, there was a big story about that a year ago. I think it was in New York State. I don't recall specifically. Do you? Where the guy had
I remember the incident. I don't remember exactly where it was.
Yeah.
But these have been happening across the country. And
yep.
These people that volunteer in Mandy's offices, some of them are paid. But they were actually frightened of being attacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are people much, much younger than you and I.
Yeah. And they're the victims of terrorism. I mean, this is terrorism. Fascism embraces violence. It's probably the number one signature of fascism is violence as a political weapon, as a political tool. And the violence that has been directed against Democratic candidates, against Democratic the party in general, offices of the Democratic Party, people who are aligned with the Democratic Party, it's wrong, you know. And I get it, you know. If the Democrats are upping their security, and I totally get it, Tim. On the other hand, that
yes.
doesn't mean that you don't fight, you don't challenge Jim Jordan politically in his own district. I really think the Democratic Party needs to be stepping up. On the third hand, the Democratic Party does not have, you know, the majority of America's billionaires on their side. In fact, they don't even have a small minority of America's billionaires. And so that's a challenge, too. Tim, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And should be the left foot. I don't know. Anyhow, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. Charles in Centerville, Illinois. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, listen, about the war in Ukraine, this guy by the name of Dugin, I read an article from the Daily Beast last night after I watched the show on Pirate TV. Supposedly he escaped from the United States from the FBI, and he's living in Russia now. Hmm. And he and some other people said that the and Tucker Carlson was mentioned also, that this war, it was a conspiracy theory of his, that it's all lies from the West. It's about destroying these bio labs in Ukraine. Supposedly, Russia's trying to destroy these bio labs. Do you recall any article last July and 22 the Daily Beast ran on this?
No, I don't. But I do know that some of the Russian propaganda that has been promoted in the United States, that has been cited on both the left and the right, it touches on that particular conspiracy theory, and it's BS. The Russians did not invade Ukraine to take out biolabs. The Russians invaded Ukraine, and Putin said this on television. They invaded Ukraine because he believes that Ukraine is not a country. It's never been a country. It's part of Russia. He is simply reclaiming his own territory. It's just that simple. So that's the beginning and end of it, Charles. Mike in Falls, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
Senator Pat Toomey was on with Andrea Mitchell a few minutes ago.
He's now former senator, isn't he?
Yes, he is, okay. Yes. Extolling the virtues of the Trump tax cut by saying that the tax cut increased wages throughout the country and brought in more corporate revenue.
Not true.
And I know, and Andrea Mitchell had no retort.
Well, of course not. she never does. This is my objection to Republicans showing up on national television. It's why I don't watch the Sunday shows anymore. Unless there's a particularly good clip, I'll catch it on YouTube because it makes me insane. I don't want to ruin my weekend yelling at the TV because the host won't call a Republican out when they lie. And the Republicans constantly lie on these shows.
I know. I just wanted to point that out. It's just I've been following the Alec Baldwin mess, and he came on in the next segment, and I just happened to catch it.
A Republican senator lying on national television, not a surprise. Sadly, it's not news either. But Mike, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that story with us. Linda in Rougemont, North Carolina. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
I want to know why they don't just mint that $1 trillion coin and get the whole issue of the debt ceiling off the table. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, that's fine, Linda. Thank you. I don't know. I mean, it's the Constitution is very clear. We have two kinds of money in the United States.
the paper money in your pocket is issued by the Federal Reserve Board. It's or the Federal Reserve Bank. It's reserve. It's not U.S. I mean, you can use it for U.S. You can pay U.S. debts with it, but it's from the Federal Reserve Bank. The coins in your pocket, though, are the only currency that's actually issued by the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury issues coins. And the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, says that the federal government can determine the value of those coins. So the Treasury could mint a coin that's worth $1 trillion, and then take that $1 trillion coin, which they just literally created $1 trillion out of thin air, and deposit it into their own account as $1 trillion. And suddenly you've got another, you know, couple of years of not worrying about the debt ceiling. That's one solution. In fact, that's a solution that started with the modern monetary theory folks. And I like it. Another solution is for the Biden administration to simply say the debt ceiling itself is unconstitutional. It is a violation of Article 3 or 4. I think it's Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. Which says that the debt of the United States shall not be questioned. This goes back to the Civil War, that, you know, the government will pay its Civil War debt, in other words. And that, so we're just going to ignore this. They could simply say, you know, the Treasury is going to continue writing checks. And Congress, if you don't like it, good luck. The problem with that is that the Republicans in the House will probably take that to the Supreme Court. And you've got six crackpots. I was going to say maybe five, but no, I think we've got six right-wing crackpots on the Supreme Court, and God only knows what they do. So, there's that. And then, of course, you can't just override it. So I'm concerned that this high-stakes game of chicken, the Dow, I haven't looked at it recently, but this morning when I was getting dressed, the Dow was down like 250 points, And I think it has to do with this. I think it has to do with this concern that the Republicans are literally willing to crash the economy if the Democrats won't go along with cutting Social Security and Medicare benefits. And it's breathtaking. It seems like political suicide. But the Republicans are all in on this, every single one of them. And they're spouting all this stuff about, well, the United States, you know, needs to stop running up debt. This is we're talking about paying off bills that we already incurred. It's like you go in and you buy a car and then you just stop making payments. I mean, that's not how it's supposed to work. Linda, I get what you're saying, and I agree. I think that whether it's $1 trillion coin, whether it's simply defying the Republicans, or and the question in my mind is, are the Republicans willing to stand back and force the United States into default? And according to this piece in the Washington Post on, I think it was Monday of this week, they are. In fact, they're planning on this. And it's going to do extraordinary damage if they do. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.